Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to episode 167 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker MidAmerica. Coldwell Banker is rooted in the legacy of our founder, renowned businessman and philanthropist, Marvin Pomeranz. We continue to tell his story through our love of people, homes, and the communities we serve. Our integrity guides our focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. We pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, well, my one and only guest tonight is the head coach of the 8th-ranked Ankeny Boys swimming team. He has guided the Hawks to a 5-1 dual record thus far, including a 3-0 mark in the CIML Iowa Conference. He is Justin Crouch. Justin, thanks for joining me here on this cold night. How are you doing?
Good, good. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Hey, you bet. Well, before we look ahead to this week and the rest of the season, let's briefly recap what your team has accomplished thus far. You guys entered the season with a lot of question marks because you only had four returning state qualifiers, and I know you weren't really sure what to expect. You know, but you have to be pretty happy with the progress that you've seen thus far, don't you?
Yeah, we have a core group of seniors that have really led the way really well. Devin Thornton, Zach Zinn, Karsten Peters, Hudson Griffin, Nathan Neppel. They've all had some good varsity experience in the past, and they've done a phenomenal job bringing the new guys along. And then obviously our state qualifiers from last year, like Lance and Owen Schwabach, Lance Swanepoel and Owen Schwabach, they've all integrated the newer guys and the younger JV guys from last year and the incoming freshmen this year that have really helped our varsity spots, and they've really done a phenomenal job blending together, working hard, and buying into that team atmosphere goal that I like to bring out in a team.
Well, you guys opened the season on November 23rd with a third place finish at the Ankeny Sprint Invitational, which was won by Waukee, the defending state champion. And then about a month later, your team lost to Waukee by 31 points for your only dual meet loss. So you've seen the top-ranked Warriors a couple of times now. So do you think they have a team, you know, that has enough firepower that they can go back and win it again?
Yeah, I do. They're definitely the front runners right now. Everybody's kind of fighting for that second and third and fourth and top five spots, you know. And I wouldn't say it would be a huge upset if somebody got them, but I would be surprised if somebody got to Waukee. Overall, I think that second, third through eighth place is going to be really competitive, though. Anybody on any given Saturday or at the state meet on Friday and Saturday this year, with it being a 2-day meet, has an opportunity to, you know, swim into those top 16 places and try and score as many points as you can. That's all you can do.
Well, your team also placed second at the Mike Whitmer Invitational on December 4th at Ames, and that meet was won by the host Little Cyclones. And then just 5 days later, you guys posted a 109-61 victory over Ames, which was ranked number one at the time. Now, I know both teams were missing some key swimmers who were competing at Junior Nationals, but you said at the time that it was a total team effort, and that had to be the highlight of the season. Do you feel like that meet showed what your team is capable of?
It was an early season meet, and dual meets, I try not to get too wrapped up in results early in the season, but obviously that showed our team that we still have a lot of talented guys on the team. You know, throughout the last course of 4 years ago, when we got our third place finish into our first championship, into our two runner up finishes, we had a lot of depth and a lot of talent. There were, like you said earlier, a lot of question marks with this team, and I think that was kind of the turning point that showed that we still have some talent, but it showed the guys that we have a long ways to go to get to where we want to be.
Well, the other big meet that your team has competed in was the Little Hawk Invitational on December 18th at Coralville. You guys placed fourth in that meet behind Bettendorf, Iowa City West, and Pleasant Valley, who are all currently ranked among the top six teams. And that was probably a good opportunity for you to see those teams because, you know, all three of those squads, you know, they're certainly going to be a factor at the state meet, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Bettendorf's always known for their sprinters. Iowa City West is always in contention, and Pleasant Valley has always been a thorn in a lot of team side over in the eastern side of the state. They have a lot of freestylers. They have a big diverse group of swimmers this year. They've done a phenomenal job with their team. I actually, at that meet, put a pretty interesting lineup together. Wanted to see some guys step up, and I was a little disappointed in the first half of our meet that day. It was kind of a different circumstance. We swam at a different location. It was at the Coralville Rec Center because the Mercer Aquatic Center is under renovation. Mm-hmm. And I felt we came out a little flat that day. And I don't think that meet was an actual depiction of where we were at that time. Unfortunately, we lost an opportunity there. But the second half of the meet, we really put it together and swam a lot better in the second half, but we really came out flat. And I think that's kind of the MO of this team this year. We haven't come out and been real sharp early in meets. And I've been trying to tell guys that we're not good enough just to show up. We're not what we were 3 or 4 years ago or 2 years ago or last year. We definitely need to come with an edge and come like ready not to mess around, but to be in total focus. So I'm really excited for our opportunity at the district meet here and the conference meet on Saturday to show other teams that we're not going to back down early in the meet, and we're not going to be a team that's just going to give up and let people run all over us.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about those slow starts, because you guys had a long break over the holidays before returning to action. And then last week you posted a couple of lopsided wins over Indianola and Fort Dodge. But I know you weren't happy with the way that your team started in that meet at Indianola. But you feel like you guys did a little better job against Fort Dodge, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. You know, Fort Dodge is an interesting situation. They are a little down right now. They've always had a couple, two or three or four good swimmers on a team and could really compete at a high level. Right now they have about one kid that is really capable of doing some damage at the state meet. So I felt like we came out and really jumped on them early and didn't have much to hold back on. So that was good to see. But I was really disappointed in the Indianola effort early in the meet. Getting 1-3 or whatever it was in the first event, that going down in a dual meet 10-4 is a big turnaround that you really can't have in those bigger meets when you're swimming the Waukees, when you're swimming the Ameses, when you're swimming the Valleys. We're going to find out how good we are in a couple weeks at the district meet against Valley, and hopefully we can pull off something pretty special. So,
all right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Gershman Mortgage is also a sponsor of the podcast. Gershman, the Midwest premier mortgage lender, is proud to be part of the Ankeny Fanatic podcast. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home, vacation home, upgrade or remodel an existing home, or refinance your current mortgage, Gershman Mortgage is here to help. With over 60 years in the mortgage industry, they have security, experience, and unmatched service. You can visit their Ankeny office, call 515-964-5952, or visit Gershman.com to get pre-approved today. Well, we're visiting with Ankeny boys swimming coach Justin Crouch. And Justin, your team is going to travel to Mason City on Thursday for another conference dual meet. And then you'll host the conference meet on Saturday at Trail Point Aquatic Center. Now, what will be your plan of attack for this week? Will you be going, you know, all out to win both of those meets? Or are you planning to maybe give some of your varsity guys a little rest? Because I know you probably don't want to, you know, have those guys go all out twice in 3 days, do you?
Well, here's the interesting situation. With conference being on Saturday, that is our JV championship meet. And I want the focus of Saturday to be on those JV kids that don't get the opportunity maybe to swim at where everybody gets their eyes on them. Mm-hmm. So they're resting, tapering down and shaving for conference on Saturday. And I'm not taking them to Mason City. I'm letting them rest and just have a normal practice with Coach Stout on Thursday, and I'm just taking the varsity up there. And then varsity there, it's an interesting pool up in Mason City. It's a 5-lane pool. So you only get 2 entries per individual event and 2 relay entries per event. And with that being said, you can take a smaller number of people and still compete at a high level. So I am going to take those varsity guys up there, and we're really going to check out and see what we have for relay spots, because there's a lot of close relay opportunities that we could go with in terms of the district meet lineup. So my focus for Thursday is definitely to look at where the relays stack up and who would be the best combination for those 3 relays.
Well, of course, the Ames is now ranked 3rd, and so it would appear on paper maybe that the conference meet would be between, you know, them and then you guys, and I'm sure maybe that they're looking to avenge that loss to you guys from earlier in the season. But do you think they'll put a lot of focus on that conference meet?
It's hard to say. In years past, they haven't. And this year, I let everybody sign up for an event because, like you said, 2 meets in 3 days for the varsity team at the last possible second before you start resting for districts isn't ideal. I would have liked to seen that meet maybe Tuesday instead of Thursday, and maybe that's something that we should look at going forward. But with the way it is right now, the guys are all signed up for what they wanted to swim because it's an all-comers meet, which means everybody gets to participate in their 2 individual events, and I'll get as many guys into relays. And the point of it is everybody gets an opportunity to swim.
Sure.
And that's the most important thing. Let kids be involved and enjoy the high school experience of swimming.
Sure. Well, I know a lot of the high school teams are dealing with, you know, some various injuries and illnesses this time of year. You know, how are you guys doing health-wise right now? Is everybody healthy, and have you guys been able to avoid COVID all right?
Well, it's been up and down. You know, with that being said, there's there's always going to be bumps in the road. And in terms of COVID being a thorn in everybody's side, it's out there. You got to live with it and try the best you can to stay healthy and to do the right things, eat right, sleep right, get your social social health right, and your athletic health and everything else. And it's just an important reminder that it's still out there and it can hit at any time. And when it does, it could be devastating to a team. That's the interesting wrinkle in this year's state meet, is I think everybody has had sickness at some point in this season and have missed key parts of their team at certain points in this season. And really, it's just whoever can have the most guys available at the right time. Last week, we were supposed to swim Linmar, and we lost it because of the weather. And they're another great team out there on the east side that I would have liked to have seen, just to see where they're at and see what we could have done against them, because they're ranked up there in the top four.
Right.
And we lost that opportunity just because of the happenstance of weather. But hopefully, like I said, with COVID, it's just anybody's, whoever can peak at the right time and stay healthy, really.
All right. Well, then, yeah, after Saturday's meet, you guys will have 2 weeks off to prepare for the district meet, which will be February 5th at Southeast Polk. And it looks like number 7 Valley will be your top competition at that meet. You know, and that's a team that you saw at the Ankeny Sprint Invite, where the Tigers edged you guys for second place. Now, I know there have been some years where you really haven't had much competition at the district meet, you know, like in 2019 and 20, where I think you won the district meet by more than 100 points. But last year, you guys won the district at Southeast Polk by 35 points over Valley. You know, so this meet's going to be kind of a replay, you know, of last year's meet. Yep. You know, do you like having another top team, you know, like them to challenge you there at the meet?
Oh, definitely. The more competition you can have at a meet, the more opportunities you could at a really highly competitive district, your top eight could logistically make the state meet. And now with 32 qualifiers at the individuals and state meets, there's going to be guys that may in a really competitive district get 10th and get in. So, I mean, it's really, it just depends who peaks at the right time, to be honest. And we've had real good success at the district meet and the state meet in recent years. But my focus is really just to get as many kids into to have a career best swim at the district meet or the state meet, depending on when their focus of finishing the season is.
Well, yeah, obviously your primary goal is to get as many guys to state, you know, as you can. And you guys are coming off, you know, that state title in 2019, and then back-to-back second place finishes in the last 2 years. You know, have you thought much about what your team is capable of this year? You know, do you feel like you guys could be a top five team this year?
It's going to be interesting. Like I said, you just don't know right now because of the COVID protocols that schools have put in place, you know, just trying to stay healthy. If you lose a state champion in an event, that's 20 points you lose from in an individual, and then you lose him in two relays. So that knocks your relays down a couple spots at least. So you got to be really, disciplined and really, team-minded and focused on what you can do to help your team, because this is a team sport.
Well, you have some individuals who are certainly capable of getting onto the awards podium. You know, and some of them may be setting their goals even higher than that. One of them is junior Lance Swanepoel, who you mentioned earlier. He's a two-time state runner-up in the 100 butterfly. Now, Lance has already had a couple of close races against the defending champion, Drew Ryder of Waukee. And Drew is currently ranked second in that event, just ahead of Lance. The leader in that event is Kyle Hopewell of Davenport Central, who has already gone under the 52nd mark. You know, so that race is shaping up to be a great one at state.
Yeah, that's going to be that's the highlight of the meet for our team, is just to see what Lance can do in that situation. He is probably the most competitive person I've ever met. He comes to work every day and works extremely hard. And he had a great junior national meet and really propelled himself into a good position. Hopefully, he's been a little banged up here the last couple weeks, but he's starting to round back into form, and I think he's going to be just as good as anybody there at the end of the meet, at the end of the season. So I'm really, really excited for that race because he's got some high goals. And I think with his high goals, the state record might be in play. So well, that'd be an exciting way to start the second half of the meet if he could get there.
Sure. Well, of course, Lance has already committed to swim for Wisconsin, and he's also a two-time place winner in the 200 freestyle, but I don't think he has swam that event much yet this year. He's ranked 7th in the 100 freestyle, he's 12th in the 50 free, and 19th in the 100 backstroke. So do you know what his other individual event is going to be yet?
I do. I think we've had some discussions, and I think we're going to keep that on the down low right now, but I think for him, you know, to get a race in before that fly would be good. Whether that's the 200 free, 50 free, mm-hmm. we'll make that decision. But I think right now, he is really poised at having a great state meet.
Well, both Lance and sophomore Owen Schwiebach are both returning All-Americans for your team because Lance anchored both the winning 200 and 400 freestyle relays at last year's state meet, and Owen was also a part of that 200 freestyle relay. Owen was primarily a distance swimmer last year. He placed 15th at state in the 500 free. He was 20th in the 200 free. You know, but he's currently ranked in the top 20 in four different events. He's 9th in the fly, 14th in the 500 free, 15th in the 50 free, and 20th in the 200 free. So you get a lot of options with
him,
don't
with
you?
Him, I do. He's a great kid. He like Lance, is an extremely hard worker. He swims all year round for a club in Des Moines, and they do a phenomenal job working together. They're good friends. I wouldn't say they're best friends, but they're good friends in the pool, and they're good a good complementary workout partners together. And I think Owen, like Lance, has the most potential that on the team to do something really well at state, just because of that background and year-round focus that they have. And currently, like you said, we have a lot of options with him, whether that's the fly, the freeze, the distance, the sprint. He has it kind of all, anything but breaststroke, but he is swimming the breaststroke. I'll let the cat out of the bag. He is swimming the breaststroke at the conference meet. He signed up for it, so we'll see what he can do in breaststroke even.
Well, as far as the rankings go, I didn't look too far beyond like the top 20. I'm sure you have some other guys that are maybe kind of like on that bubble for getting to state. So I'm sure you have a lot of guys who maybe their goal is just to get to state. And then once they get there, just to kind of see what they can do, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what it's all about, you know. We've got a lot of guys on that bubble, whether that's seniors that are going to have their last swim at the district or state meet, or freshmen just coming to districts for the first time. We kind of have a wide gamut of kids on the team. I would say Zach Zinn is one of those kids that could really surprise at the district meet. Devin Thornton as well, as a senior. Those seniors, when they finally see the realization on the wall that this could be their last meet, usually they pull out something pretty special. Karsten Peters is in that name too. And then Hudson and Nathan in the 100 breast, last year they got into the state meet and swam really well at that district meet. Hopefully they can pull one of those magical senior swims out and swim really well at the end of the year and qualify again. And then in the junior class, we've had some of the most improved swimmers I've had in my career, and Calvin Howard and Noah Schaefer. Those two have probably been, after 3 years of swimming, I can only think of one swimmer that has improved more than those two in 3 years.
Wow.
Just overall. And I think they have great opportunities here in the next year and a half, because they have next year too to do something pretty special. When you're looking at sophomores, I'm trying to think. Roe Denny, a newcomer, swimming really well. Owen Evans came to us last year and really has come on in the distance freestyles. Our freshman class, Finn Stuker-Jurgen, Brock Peterson, Nicholas Roby, just doing a great job. And I think everybody on our team in any given situation could honestly sneak a great swim in and get in. So that, I mean, I probably forgot a couple names in there, but off the top of my head, I did the best I could.
Well, you got a large team, so
that's easy
to do. But well, when you guys got that district assignment and you found out you'd be going back to Southeast Polk and you'd be seeing Valley again, I mean, were you happy with that draw? Were you surprised at all? Or
I wasn't surprised. You know, I've been in this long enough to know kind of the Iowa High School Athletic Association's way of seeding things out. And when I looked at things, I thought, you know, Valley would be a great opponent to have. And Sean DeBoof does a great job with that team over there. They had a phenomenal district and state meet, gave us a run, like you said, last year with the group I had last year, and then ended up fourth at the state meet. I think they had a great run at the end of last season, and I know their goals are really high and they have a great team. So we're going to have our hands full with them for sure.
Well, of course, last year you guys won the first two relay titles in school history, and I'm sure you'll be looking to score a lot of points in those events again. You know, your team is currently ranked 8th in the 200 medley relay, and you're 6th in both of the freestyle relays. You know, do you feel like you guys are capable of dropping some more time in those three events and moving up and all?
Definitely. I think our relays, the medley might struggle a little bit, but I think the free relays, we can be really competitive. The medley is kind of the one that's going going to lag behind a little bit. I think we can hold our spot there. I don't see a lot of room moving up just because there's a lot of talent in those medley relays this year. And the key is just to have such a good breaststroker. And we're good at breaststroke, but we're not great. I think if we competed at a really high level, we might get to that seventh and eighth spot. But I don't know if that might be our ceiling there. I think the free relays, you know, if we can get some good exchanges and get some, I know in two spots we're really solid. If we could get, 21s out of two other guys, I think we could get in that 4, 5, 6 spot maybe and move up a couple spots.
Well, I saw one of your former standouts, Trent Franzen, at the meet over at Waukee. And, of course, you know, he was an 8-time state champion for you. And he was a part of those relays last year. I mean, I'm sure you miss him this year. I mean, how's he doing in Cal, though?
I think he's doing okay. The workload's a little different. Right before winter break, he was telling me about the great things they're doing over there at Cal. And they were heading to the Olympic training facility in Colorado Springs. So that was something that he was really looking forward to do some altitude training. So that's something you don't get in Iowa. So he was getting prepared for that.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, hey, Justin, good luck the rest of the season. And thanks a lot for coming in tonight.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We're constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. I want to thank my guest, Justin Crouch, the Ankeny Boys swimming coach, for coming in again tonight on such a cold night. I really appreciate his time. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. I think we'll be focusing on the Ankeny bowling teams.